Hello, my name is Jordan. I think a small impact over multiple times will have a more meaningful groove made than one solid impact. It's not wise to jump in with everything in tow. A little bit at a time is often recommended. And as somebody who has jumped in multiple times with everything in tow, I agree. There's just too much to understand, but the time input required is definitely getting smaller, even if it is still quite considerable. I always check up on recent videos and articles for introductions to blockchain, generative AI, and whatever I can scrounge up about digital ownership, because I want to see how the introductions have changed from a few years ago to today. Is there still complex terminology being used? Is there still incomprehensible language being thrown in when describing it? Are words being used with the wrong definition? What are the views? That last one might seem irrelevant, but an indicator of how many are looking up recent tutorials helps me estimate how relevant the subject still is. One thing that not many bring up is that these technologies definitely require an influx of new people. Otherwise, the technology will stagnate and the ecosystems participating with them will slowly degrade. It's the same for any platform, but the difference is there's usually a business behind a platform that can pump it back up, whereas with blockchain, the participants are the lifeblood and the tied currency a method of moving it. And generative AI requires an input to begin output generation. Yes, it can scan and get input itself, but it still needs people to figure out how to piece it together. I would suggest doing a recheck on introductions or beginner tutorials on a subject to see how that barrier entry has changed. I'm often surprised sometimes because certain aspects that were always brought up are now just a footnote that's briefly mentioned. Thank you for listening.